know how we, a lot of times you talk about something and somebody gives the very obvious answer of, well, if I knew the answer to that, I'd be a millionaire, right? Well, I'm going to try that with Ryan Spillhorn.
Okay, good.
Our Rockies analyst presented by Bet River Sportsbook. Good morning, Spilly. So explain to me why the Rockies are so dominant at home and dog crap on the road.
I need a dog bag for the road thing for sure. You know, it's funny. The pitching staff has been really, really good at home. They throw more strikes. I mean, it's pretty simple when you look at baseball revolves around pitching. That's how it has been and how it always will be. And for the Rockies pitching staff, they have a sub-3 ERA from their starters at home. Explain that to yourself. I can't, other than they throw, I want to say Herman sits around 70% strike rate, and on the road he's right around 55. So there you go. I mean, like, it's as simple as throwing strikes. We have seen a lot of teams from out of town come to Coors Field and give the Rockies extra outs. It's happened last night. It happened in the Padres series. It's happened many times, and to be honest, as an outfielder watching it, outfield defense is just brutal. Teams play too deep. They think the ball's going to, like, land in Brighton or something like that. So I think it's a litany of things. You know, there's a bunch of different variables. Certainly, I know I feel like I can explain it on the road a little bit better. You know, the road we talk about stacking at bats and, you know, trying to make sure that the team takes quality at bats throughout. And when you add that with an ERA from the pitching staff that's double what it is at Coors Field, I mean, it all kind of lends itself to a 5-20+ road record.
You know, we've talked about the balance of hitting. We've talked about how balls break more on the road than they do here at home. So adjusting that balance, adjusting your swing. Have we not talked enough about release points and especially off-speed pitches when it comes to the kind of movement you get at sea level when you go on the road and what an adjustment that is for pitchers?
Yeah, that's a great point. Obviously, you understand pitching because of your son. So I'll give you a couple examples. John Gray had a start on the road where he was pitching in Pittsburgh, and his release point, which he's accustomed to at Coors, it was breaking more in Pittsburgh. So the pitches at the bottom of the strike zone were coming right out of the strike zone and just missing. At Coors, we're seeing pitchers like, for example, last night, Brandon Woodruff pitched for the first time. He's one of the league's best with the Brewers. He was getting 4 extra inches of carry on his fastball. Wasn't getting quite the same break on his curveball. So even a guy, you know, you're always talking about Rockies guys, but visiting guys come in here, and it takes them an inning or two to adjust sights, understand, hey, slider might not be the pitch today. Maybe it's a changeup fastball, which is what Woodruff ended up sitting on, and he just scrapped certain pitches because not everything is just, like, simple. It's not just spider tack. It's not just, you know, the baseball being 1 ounce, 1% lighter. It was hot yesterday, and you guys get it when you're at altitude, and it's hot, the ball's not going to travel. That's just simple physics. So all these different things that these players have to deal with on a daily basis, especially as a pitcher for the Rockies, I think that's the part where I think as fans we fail to recognize it all the time, that there are things outside of just pitching mechanics that they're dealing with, you know, the variables of weather and altitude.
Visiting with Ryan Spielborgs. Ryan, I'd love to get your perspective as a baseball player. So much being made of the Broncos blowing off a practice yesterday to have a team bonding field day. Nobody spends more time together than baseball players as teammates. How important is it to get along?
I think it's a couple of things, right? I think Stink can attest to it too. When you believe in each other, there's accountability. I think that's the thing that separates good teams from bad teams is you have to have trust in each other and you have to have accountability. You don't always have to like each other, but you have to earn trust from the group. And, you know, one simple way to do it, even though it's, you know, hey, what are you talking about? What's more important, you know, getting a practice or getting to know each other. I would argue getting to know each other is really important. When you're, you know, whether it's OTAs or spring training or whatever, seeing somebody work next to you and knowing that they're putting the time and effort is really important. And then being able to go off the field and go like, hey, Stink, how's your son doing? How's your wife doing? How's this going? And get a chance to know each other. That is where the separator happens. So I think it's great. I like it. I think more people need to pay attention to each other, say good morning every day, check in. So I love it. I think a lot more sports could use those type of kind of engagements. If you have a practice and then the next day you have some sort of team engagement that's non-athletic, I think it's actually pretty smart.
Yeah, I think especially after last year, too, you know, with COVID and stuff, and I heard you guys talking on the broadcast the other day, Spilly, that the first time you got to get on the field and watch BP, and I know calling games for me with Fox, being on the field and connecting with coaches and connecting with some players in pregame warmups when it's lighthearted and it's fun, those, I get some of my best stuff down there, right? I get some of my best knowledge from, you know, from coaches and positional coaches and things of that nature. And I know you guys got to go down. Like, it's an important aspect of what you do as a broadcaster is to create that connectivity and that relationship with those guys in batting practice.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny you say that. Yesterday I saw Pat Murphy, who's a bench coach with the Milwaukee Brewers, and we've known Murphy forever. He was a longtime coach in college at
Arizona State. Right.
And he suffered, you know, he had some health issues this offseason. I believe he suffered a heart attack. And we went and chatted, and you can connect with him and see how he's doing. He's like, I'm doing all right, a little lightheaded. And then you sit and chat and you find out, like, you know, he tells you, hey, Willie Adames has been so great for this team with the Brewers, and vice versa. You go down to the field and you see somebody and they're like, you know, teammate will wax poetic. It's like, hey, man, like CJ Cron is awesome, man. He's so cool in our dugout and clubhouse. And you're like, really? You're like, yeah, man, he's funny, he's this, that, and the other, and he works hard. And we wouldn't get that. You don't get that in game notes. You don't get that from visiting PR or from PR. You get it from people within the clubhouse, and they'll share stories with you that's, I mean, it's not like, hey, my back hurts. But it's, you know, it's the interpersonal relationships that really separate, you know, good broadcasts from bad broadcasts is when you have a, interaction and understanding of who those people truly are.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Spilly, man, we enjoy it. We enjoy watching the games, and we will touch base with you again later on next week.
All right, be good.
You too. Ryan Spilborgs, he is our Rockies analyst, and, of course, he's presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.